Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021. I'm your host, Robert. Happy to be with you today. It's been a nice and sunny and pleasant, not too hot kind of day here in New Jersey. I'm one of those people that starts sweating past like 65 degrees. Like, I literally belong living in the Arctic Circle. So these cooler temperatures are kind of nice. And I just read an article a couple of days ago that they're talking about actual global cooling coming up, a period of not quite an ice age, but we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll be the one laughing at the weather and enjoying myself. So today we're going to touch on a lot of different things. I'll have to think of some kind of a title at the end, maybe that ties it all together. I'm not sure. Maybe that's actually it. Maybe it's all connected. All right, perfect, done. That's what it's going to be. It's all connected. Today we're going to go over a lot of different stories. Most of this is going to relate to the last episode probably in some way, because right now we're seeing the final push, the escalation worldwide to install communist tyranny, all right? So because they're preparing for the Great Reset. That's what all of this is about. They have to crash the system. They have to overwhelm us in order to bring this system in. This is what it's all about. Now, this kind of tyranny or communism, it's not going to be modeled on a full communist system like the old Soviet Union. It's not going to be one of those things. They do still need people in their jobs. They need an economy going so that they can collect their tax money and everything else. But regulation would absolutely skyrocket. Vax passports that would never go away, because they're going to keep coming up with variants, telling you the virus hasn't gone away. You're going to need your yearly booster shots. You're going to need to mask up all the time. They're already talking about that. You know, boosters and not getting rid of masks. Then new variants are going to come in, right? That would be vaccine resistant. We're already hearing about that. So they'd have to come up with a whole new vaccine and all new boosters for you to take. You'd have a social credit score. So all of your purchases and your movements would all be tracked. You'd get points added or docked depending on your behavior. Your credit wouldn't just be calculated on your wealth and your payment history. It would now be based on how close you are to a model citizen. And of course, they get to set the guidelines for that. Do what the government wants to do and you get points. Do things the government doesn't like, you get points docked away. That's already starting to happen in the UK. They're proposing all this. Taxes would go through the roof, full takeover of schools, rewriting history, keeping you perpetually struggling, sick, demoralized. Now, if that all sounds grim, it is. Will we ever get to that point? Sure doesn't look like it. Looks like we're fighting back. Not so much in America, but in Europe right now, they are absolutely fighting back. But you can see how fast things are escalating just in the past few days. So you can see the goal that they're trying to reach, and they're trying to do it quickly. And for people that were saying to me on social media a couple days ago, or the last few days actually, that I'm a conspiracy theorist, that nobody's going to mandate anything, why don't I stop spreading false information, etc., etc., we've seen these leftists just ramp it up like crazy. And now, worldwide, mandates and coercion are here. And why are we seeing this ramp up in speed? Two reasons. One, they are feeling scared and they're feeling pressured by all the audits and the breaking news about Dominion. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Lindell's symposium and the growing number of Americans and people worldwide that are aware of the fraud. They're also, quite frankly, alarmed by you. They're alarmed by the worldwide pushback that they're getting from citizens all over the world about the vaccine passports and the whole mandate and everything. Second part is they see the light at the end of the tunnel. They've never had this much power worldwide, so much control, and that's all due to their plan of COVID. It did work like a charm. It transferred a lot of power from the people of the world over to the governments of the world. So now they're just going for it. That really isn't surprising, because that's always what happens in war, and make no mistake, this is war. This is absolutely the battle for the world taking place right at this very moment. Don't kid yourself that this isn't happening. I talked about in my podcast about communism, that it happens slowly over time, that they slowly over decades infiltrate the culture, infiltrate the schools, the popular culture, affect changes in people and their views towards family and religion, pit people against each other, all these things. They do that slowly over decades. I mean, of course, depending on the society and how free that society was to begin with. But they do that over decades so that you don't notice the changes happening as much. Before you know it, you're already semi-conquered already. You didn't even realize it. But that is when they pounce and they move quickly. When they perceive a moment, be it a moment of weakness, an event, a tragedy that they can exploit, something like that, they pounce and go hard and fast. That's what they're trying to do right now. On Monday, they'll tell you that they aren't even thinking about mandates, right? Tuesday, they'll tell you, well, you know, it's under consideration. Wednesday, they'll say it's time for mandates. We tried being nice. By Friday, you're under arrest. That's how the communist takeover attempt happens. Now, obviously, that's an exaggeration, but not by too much. Anytime your enemy is perceived as being weak or confused or unprepared in war, you pounce. Like the Blitzkrieg in Germany. Surprise attacks, right? You want to create confusion, panic, so nobody knows how to react. And by the time they figure out what's going on, they've already achieved their goals against you. That's happening now, and it's only going to ramp up from here. So let's start going over the news. It's a huge news day, and I'm not really going to go in order of importance or anything like that, but there are things I want to talk about that we need to get a perspective on, talk it through. Let's start with something tied to what I was just talking about. Let's go to New York City and Communist Mayor de Blasio. This is from Breitbart. New York City will mandate patrons show proof of vaccination prior to entering indoor establishments, including restaurants and gyms. Mayor de Blasio is expected to announce on Tuesday, which he has. The announcement comes one day after Governor Andrew Cuomo begged private business owners to discriminate against unvaccinated patrons by denying them entry to their establishments. And before I continue with the article, let me talk about that really fast. Cuomo yesterday doing his, you know, his routine tough guy wannabe De Niro nonsense when he was talking about urging private businesses to mandate vaccine passports, like saying, I strongly recommend, you know. Now, you own a business in New York. The governor of that state is now saying this, you know, and one with a reputation for harassing businesses and strong-arming people. What are you going to do? Cuomo knows that this was like, you know, borderline illegal, using your power to intimidate people, but that's exactly what he was doing. You listen to his voice and his tone, and he's casually intimating that there could be repercussions for, you know, for not doing what he wants. And now, one day later, we get de Blasio stepping in to go full-blown communist. Let's continue. New York officials are calling the program the Key to New York City Pass, which is expected to begin this month. According to the New York Post, enforcement will begin in September, following a public service announcement campaign administration officials said. Patrons will be required to show businesses their proof of vaccination via the Excelsior Pass, which New York rolled out this year, or present their Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, vaccine card to gain entry. The Democrat mayor has hinted that more severe measures against the unvaccinated are forthcoming. We've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. This is what I was reading the other day in my podcast. We could not have been more kind and compassionate, free testing everywhere you turn, incentives friendly, warm embrace. The voluntary phase is over. This was last week. It's time for mandates because it's the only way to protect our people, he added, doubling down during Monday's press briefing. More and more, there's going to be a reality where, if you're vaccinated, a world of opportunity opens up to you. If you're not vaccinated, there's going to be more and more things you can't do, de Blasio warned. I say that to say, go get vaccinated so you can fully participate in the life of this city, because that's where things are going, he added. Realize where we are, and realize that 100% of the people doing this are from the Democrat Party. 100%. I doubt I have a single soul listening to me from New York City, but on the off chance that I do, how do you feel right now? Do you elect politicians to govern you or to rule? And that goes for the entire nation. These are no longer elected leaders who govern according to the Constitution. The government's job is to secure our rights, period. Not create vaccine passports and then require people to get an experimental vaccine for an illness with a 99.95% recovery rate. I can't go eat at a restaurant. I can't go to a gym or a bar. Then let's think about this in a minute. If COVID is so dangerous, and this is actually about stopping it, and the unvaccinated are so dangerous to people, then how does it make sense to only do this for restaurants and gyms? What about shopping centers? What about food stores? What about bookstores? Literally everywhere else in the city. That's New York City. There are crowds everywhere. Every store is packed that you go into. There's just that many people. So that absolutely proves this has nothing to do with COVID at all. It's 100% about control and submission. It's 100% about controlling your life. And I have never in my entire life seen people so absolutely obsessed about a vaccine or any kind of a drug. They're literally like the witch with the poison apple in Snow White, you know? Take the jab, dearie. Take it. Just take it. What the hell is going on? What are they so nuts about it for? Again, it's not about stopping COVID. If it were, Biden would be securing the southern border. He wouldn't be letting in a million people and busing them all over the country who may have COVID and are unvaccinated. In fact, today I just saw an article, a headline just a bit ago, another new record for this past month. I think 220,000 people apprehended at the border. Okay? That shows you right there that this isn't about stopping the virus because they allow, no, encourage the border to be wide open. And they allow mass gatherings like Lollapalooza in Chicago over the weekend, right? Even though the vaxxed are now also getting COVID and spreading it according to the CDC. This is not healthcare. This is agenda driven 100%. Listen to this line again and wrap your head around the sick mentality that's behind this. More and more, there's going to be a reality where if you're vaccinated, a world of opportunity opens up to you. If you're not vaccinated, there's going to be more and more things that you can't do. So he's already signaling that this is really just the start, just like I was talking about in the intro. This is the takeover attempt. So if you do exactly what the government tells you to do, a world of opportunity opens up to you. Defy us. Maintain your freedom and your constitutional rights, and we will not allow you to participate in commerce. Gosh, now where have we heard that before? Where you need an ID or a mark to show your submission or you won't be allowed to buy and sell. Who would be surprised if de Blasio announced a tattoo next month? A code. It's not ending at restaurants. They want you to get jabbed or you will not be able to enter a grocery store. You're not going to be able to get food. You're not going to be able to get into a hospital or a doctor's office for medical care. Your children are not going to be able to go back to school. And I bet even though voting wouldn't matter by then, you will have to show your vax card in order to vote. Not a photo ID, not proof of citizenship, but they will make sure that you've got your CDC vaccine card or your vaccine passport, and they're going to make sure that that vaccine is swimming around in your blood before you can vote. Now, you think that's nuts? Keep in mind, that's already been passed in Saudi Arabia. Right down to not being able to buy food. Remember just a week or so ago, Democrats were saying that all of this was nonsense. It was all conspiracy. People said it can't happen here. Well, just watch. That's the plan. If you're only watching mainstream news, which if you're listening to this podcast, I'd bet my life that that's not the case. But people who are, they probably don't even know that there are mass protests and riots going on all over the world right now over these COVID passports and restrictions. Not even the news in the countries where it's happening are covering it. Keep watching these status governors and mayors. They will lead the charge. That's how the Democrat Party operates. They never want the president or the official administration message to be too controversial. So what they do is they use the underlings. They use their minions to test the waters first. You'll hear messages from Biden like, well, I'm not sure that we're at that point yet. I'm not sure we can really do that. That's not something that we're seriously considering at the moment. They try to stay out of it and in the background. Then they tell Cuomo and Newsom and Whitmer and the media to drop the hammer on the citizens first. They do little test runs. And then Biden will come back and say, it's time to do what the brave leaders of New York City are doing. And it will be for our own good. Keep watching. De Blasio will not stop here. Food stores will be the next plan. Let's move on, but stay in New York just for a bit here. Governor Cuomo. I forget. I always get this mixed up. Is he the new De Niro and Fauci is the new Pacino, or do I have that backwards? I never get it right. And who's the new Pesci? Are they just gonna do Pesci like that? Can't be De Blasio. He's like 4 feet taller than Pesci, so I don't know who they're gonna bring in. Speaking of, and this is completely off topic, but you're gonna thank me for this if you haven't heard of it. I'm gonna do you this favor. Do you know that Joe Pesci put out a rap song back in the day? I'm sure some of you have heard it and you know about it, but a lot of people have no clue it exists. The full video used to be on YouTube, which they took it down. I'm sure probably at Pesci's request, but the audio is up. Hopefully it's in its original form. Look on YouTube, or I don't know, maybe there's some other, you know, video sharing site you use. Try there too. And look for Joe Pesci, Wise Guy. You'll know you're listening to the original audio if you hear him saying, "It's the bitches that'll get yous," over and over again in the background. All I have to say is, you're welcome. All right, back to Cuomo from Breitbart. New York Attorney General. Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees, violated federal and state laws. New York Attorney General Letitia James, Democrat, announced on Tuesday that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees, violating both federal and state laws, as determined by the months-long investigation. The independent investigation has concluded that Governor Andrew Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women and in doing so violated federal and state law, James announced on Tuesday. The investigation found that the governor specifically sexually harassed current and former New York State employees by engaging in unwelcome and non-consensual touching and making numerous offensive comments of a suggestive and sexual nature that created a hostile work environment for women. Now, come on, ladies, who wouldn't want to be hit on by Governor Cuomo? The new De Niro. The investigators, the attorney general continued, independently corroborated and substantiated the facts through interviews, evidence, including contemporaneous notes and communications, which will be made available to the public. These interviews and pieces of evidence revealed a deeply disturbing yet clear picture. Governor Cuomo sexually harassed current and former state employees, federal and state laws, James continued. The independent investigation found that Governor Cuomo sexually harassed multiple women, many of whom were young women. The harassment included unwanted groping, kissing, hugging, and by making inappropriate comments. Why when they write an article, do they just keep repeating the same thing over and over again? It makes me look stupid. This is coming from a journalist. You know? It's the same sentence over and over. Blah, blah, blah. This goes on and on. This is so bad. The writing is so bad. I'm just not going to continue. Here's the thing. No doubt all true. Obviously, they have it corroborated in their text messages and communications and emails and whatever else. But here's the thing. Today, this drops. This investigation has been going on for a while. It said months. And the fact that it's dropping today is, I think, more of a distraction than anything else. Yeah, they might be throwing Cuomo under the bus for this so that any and all investigations of him wiping out all of the elderly in the nursing homes is kind of forgotten about. I know the DOJ already canceled all of the investigations against Whitmer and Murphy and Wolf and all them, but I think that there was an independent investigation going on with Cuomo, so this might be the way of bringing that to a close. I just always question things when the Democrats drop major news stories like this and they start promoting them like crazy. It makes me think that they're trying to get you to look one direction while something else is happening in the other direction. I mean, every major Democrat is coming out calling for Cuomo to resign today. We've been saying that for months. You know, we've been asking him to resign since the whole nursing home scandal. But now they can't avoid it. Not only that, there are a ton of Democrats demanding his arrest. Now think about that for a second. I mean, this is Cuomo. The Democrats want Cuomo arrested. Now that sure would be a big story that would consume a lot of hours on TV, wouldn't it? You might even have to completely ignore a whole bunch of other stories if they were to do that. I mean, this is the new De Niro or Pacino or whatever, one or the other. This is the guy who is going to be president one day. the golden boy of the pandemic, with his soothing grandfatherly voice that the libs could tune into every day, sit in front of their TV wearing adult onesies, drinking from a sippy cup, and feel soothed and comfy. Right? This was the guy. And now they're calling for his arrest? I wonder what they don't want you seeing. If they're sacrificing Cuomo and they didn't circle the wagons and try to protect this guy, if they're willing to toss one of their own out like this, do not believe the reason given. There's something else behind it, and it's probably mostly to do with distraction and, you know, maybe ending all the other investigations too that could embarrass them even more. But I say it's distraction. Now let's start getting into some of the election news. Now maybe this is what they want to distract you from. This was an interesting development last night and this morning. Ron Watkins, I'm sure a lot of you know who that is. He ran the 8 Coon channels and is apparently in contact with a whistleblower from Dominion. I'll take this from the Gateway Pundit. Ron Watkins released several photocopies on Monday released to him from an alleged Dominion voting system employee. The document proves that Dominion had remote access to their equipment during the elections. Now, they have the pages shown on the Gateway Pundit. If you want to take a look, if you know about these things, if you know computers, it's probably going to be clear to you. If you don't, it's not. It's not going to make sense. I'm somewhere in the middle, so I'm not even going to try to explain it all. It shows the Dominion playbook on RAID and BIOS settings. Ron stated in a message, "Our whistleblower is not from Arizona. Our whistleblower is from one of the many other states that use the Dominion software. Our whistleblower went to excruciating effort to detail and archive everything possible. Our whistleblower was trusted enough to be given instructions on how to modify the BIOS. The whistleblower reached out with footage filmed at the Dominion election management system inside an election center in one of the states that use Dominion software and hardware, not Arizona. As you will see in the video, the whistleblower initially discusses with a Dominion employee about who holds the BIOS password, and it is discovered that the state is keeping the password, not Dominion and not the county. Later, the whistleblower asked the Dominion employee about connectivity and whether or not the machines can be connected to the internet. With just 1 minute and 17 seconds, that's the teaser video that he put together, we expose their most egregious lie." Now, this is a developing story, but what this does seem to prove is that these machines were absolutely connected to the internet during the election, which is something state election officials denied, and also the CEO of Dominion said was not only not done, but was not possible, and he said this under oath. Time for a lot of people to lawyer up, I think. Now, more info is going to be coming out about this, and it's going to be coming out fast, I'm sure. If all of this pans out, we should be able to gain access to the passwords. We should be able to see who the machines were connected to, which is, I'm sure, why these people are fighting so hard to stop it. It should also scare the pants off of a lot of people involved. And I'd guess at this point, you're going to see a lot of people start making deals. They have to save their own ass. They're going to turn in the higher ups. I think it should be very interesting. At nearly the same time, the continuing work of Seth Keschel wrapped up this weekend, and he got a shout out from President Trump today. I'm going to take these stories from the Gateway Pundit as well. Elections expert Seth Keschel releases national fraud numbers, finds 8.1 million excess votes in U.S. election, affirms Trump won Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia, and Minnesota. Same ones we've been talking about since the beginning. Retired Army intelligence captain, elections data expert, and former baseball analyst Seth Keschel released his final national fraud numbers over the weekend. Seth Keschel examined the final vote counts in all 50 states compared to the estimated numbers based on changing state dynamics and trends to come up with his estimated voter fraud in each state. And he did this county by county, every single state. He's been working on this forever. And Keschel also believes cyber flipping may have affected the results in New Mexico, Virginia, New Jersey, and New Hampshire. According to Keschel's investigation, there were conservatively 8,144,000 excess Joe Biden votes recorded in the 2020 election. And that's before cyber stuff, like the Dominion led, you know, flipping votes electronically. This is just votes on the ground. All right, so basically what he does is he goes through each state with a fine-tooth comb, basically, looking for voter trends, registration since the last election, voter turnout, dead people on the rolls, etc. So, like, let's just take a fictional example. Let's say you have a county in a state where Hillary won 52-48 last time, okay? In the meantime, since then, you had a massive switch in voting registration from Democrat to Republican. Democrats moving away, all right, etc. And then Biden not only wins that county, but outperforms Hillary by a long shot, even though the voter data suggests it should have been an easy Trump win based on voter registration and other races that happened, etc. Is it an actual forensic audit of the ballots and the machines and everything else? No. But his stats and his findings, oddly enough, match up with the audits, match up with all of everyone else's evidence, match up directly with the high Democrat population areas where fraud is always rampant. So while I don't think you can take his numbers as gospel, I bet that they're not far off at all. So Trump just released a statement today about it. Let's read what Trump says. Highly respected Army Intelligence Captain Seth Keschel has just released his report on national fraud numbers with respect to the 2020 presidential election. I don't personally know Captain Keschel, but these numbers are overwhelming, election-changing, and according to Keschel, could be even bigger in that they do not account for cyber-flipping of votes. They show I won the election by a lot. Now watch the Democrats coalesce, defame, threaten, investigate, jail people, and do what they have to do to keep the truth from surfacing, and let the Biden administration continue to get away with destroying our country. The irregularities and outright fraud of this election are an open wound to the United States of America. Something must be done immediately. Between the audits that are happening, the Dominion whistleblower, and what might come of Mike Lindell's info drop on the 10th, it should be interesting. In Arizona, both Dominion and the Maricopa Board of Liars, led by a bunch of complicit Rhino Republicans, once again completely ignored legal, actionable subpoenas. So now it has to legally move to the next step of enforcement. I hope these people get arrested. We'll see what happens. They've chosen treason, hoping that this goes away. Interestingly enough, they made this decision yesterday before any news broke of the whistleblower for Dominion. So let's see what happens now. They almost have to take this to the very end, just hoping that somehow it all goes in their favor, because the crimes that they would be guilty of if they did it are so severe, these people would be doomed. So if you're already doomed, expect them to fight and deny all the way to the very end. What I'm expecting, just because it's human nature, is that some people are going to start to crack. You know, people on the lower tiers, they start getting pressured. They start realizing that this is over, that everything's coming out, and they don't want to go to jail. So they're going to start giving up the ones that controlled it all, you know, save their own necks. That's what I think is going to happen. I might be completely wrong, but it just makes sense. Now, for Mike Lindell, he is saying that he has the PCAPs, the actual data transfers from the election night. If what he has is real, and he's offering $5 million to anybody who can prove that it isn't, then this is the absolute proof that there was foreign interference in the election. Do you remember right after the election, all of them on our side saying that they had the data transfers going over to Germany, to Frankfurt, to China, to Iran, all these other countries? You remember in front of the state legislatures, that retired military guy who's now in cybersecurity? Remember him saying that white hat hackers have all the real-time data on the election, that they know who won, they know by how much, they have it all? Then when the state legislatures, they failed to do anything about the election, and those state legislatures are all Republican, by the way, it all kind of fizzled out, right? But Trump continued to say, we caught them. They got caught. We caught them all. Aside from all the rest of the fraud, the new ballots, the ballot dumps, the dead voters, running ballots into machines four times in a row. This is the most damaging if it's true, because this shows that the data was sent out of U.S. soil to foreign actors, foreign governments, foreign companies, whatever it may be, who manipulated and changed the election results and then sent the data back in collusion with a certain political party. And if that's the case, all bets are off as to how this gets resolved. This is part of what Lindell wrote on his site, frankspeech.com. The Cyber Symposium is a private event allowing invitees from different industries to interact and work together for a better future. Despite Biden's title of the Great Unifier, he hasn't exactly done a great job. And now that tensions are running high, it's time to get active. During this event, Mike Lindell will be revealing cyber data and packet captures from the 2020 November election. For our attendees, they have one goal. Find proof that this cyber data is not valid data from the November election. For the people who are able to find the evidence, $5 million is their reward. Now, this symposium is going to be on the 11th. It's going to be live streamed on frankspeech.com for 72 hours. It's going to be 72 hours straight. Interestingly enough, there's going to be a nationwide test of the emergency broadcast system on the 11th. So let's hope everything stays online. I would tune in. I think it's going to be really interesting to watch. Absolutely. I want to see what this data is. I want to see how authentic it is. And if it is absolutely going to be a game changer. All right, I'm going to stop for today. I got a really late start on this because a building right next to ours was doing construction. It made it absolutely impossible to record all day long. So I had to leave out a bunch of things like the European protests and a lot more than that, but we'll get to it eventually. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. If you know people that would like it, pass it along to them. You can find me over at TikTok at Conservative Roots Podcast, and I have apparel at conservativeroots.net if you happen to like t-shirts. Have a great night. Talk to you again soon. Take care.